go to the book of Ruth today, if you would please. Chapter 1, beginning with verse number 19. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem, and it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and they said, "Is this Naomi?" And she said unto them, "Call me not Naomi, but call me Mara, for the Lord hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me?" Guess what? Maybe it's time that you change your name. Maybe it's time that you changed your name. Amen. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. One of the most awesome books in the Bible is the book of Ruth. One writer said what Venus is to statuary and what Mona Lisa is to painting, Ruth is to literature. It's an awesome book, sometimes ascribed to the pen of Samuel. We're not really sure who wrote the book. We know the time frame. It was written during the time of the judges. And we get some of the incident going on. The Bible said that there was a time when every man did what was right in his own eyes. So it was a time when people were somewhat in a time of rebellion against the will of God and against the Word of God. And it was during that time that a famine came upon the land. And rebellion against God will always bring a famine. It may be raining on the inside, but you'll be dry on the inside. There'll be a famine and a hunger on the inside. It was during this time that a family decided that they would make a move. You need to be careful about moving and make sure it's the right time and it's the right place. I believe that God has a time and a place for us, and we need to be in the right time at the right place. Amen. And so, but Ahimelech was a man that decided that his family would be better off in another place. Let me just tell you today, you can't run from trouble. Trouble's on the inside. How many people have we counseled through the years that just said, "I'll be better off if I just go somewhere else"? And every time, well, you know what? When you go, what you've got, you're taking it with you. You can't leave it here. You go somewhere else, you're going to just take that problem along with you, and when you get there, it'll be waiting for you. You're going to have to work your way through it. You're going to have to gain a victory. You can't get away or run away from your troubles. Amen. Elimelech learned that lesson. Oh, he had a good name. His name meant God is my king. But I don't believe he lived up to his name. Obviously, the Lord wasn't his king. When he got in trouble, he forsook the king and went to a foreign land. He went on a sojourn in a land that was a land actually of their enemies. And so he went to Moab thinking, well, things will be better when I get over there. Amen. And so to Moab he went, but his troubles followed him there. And he took with him his wife Naomi. And he had two sons. He had a son called Chilion and a son called Mahlon. Now, their very names are not real promising. Amen. Bible names are interesting, aren't they? How would you like to be called Sickly? Well, that's what Mahlon means. It means sickly. Come on, Sickly, let's go. His brother's name was Chilion. His name meant failing or failure. Come on, failure. Go with me. No wonder he was in trouble. He took sickly and failure with him when he went to the land of Moab. He was already in trouble before he left. The only hope he had was to stay in the land of promise. Amen. But he took them with him, and away they went to Moab. Well, of course, things were worse in Moab than they were in Israel. When they got there, the Bible said that, first of all, God is my king died, Elimelech, and then Mahlon, and then Chilion, and all of them died. And so Naomi was left alone with just her two daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth. And so the Bible says, and I think it's very beautiful the way it says it, Ruth chapter 1 verse 6, then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. God will always come through. Amen. You may go through some dry times, and you may go through some difficult circumstances, but God will always come through. You can always depend on Him. He never, ever fails. He's the only one that can bring bread, by the way. Nobody else can send it. He alone controls the rain. He alone controls the ground. He alone opens the seed. He's the one that does all of that. And so to try to depend on another place, it's all right. It's not the place. Amen. God is going to be there if you'll just let Him take you through. Well, Naomi comes home. If you remember the story that when it was time to leave, she tried to tell her daughters-in-law to stay. I don't have anything to offer you. Nothing I can do. By the time I could have any more children, if I could, you'd have to wait until they were grown and everybody'd be old women. So it wasn't very promising, was it? But Ruth said, I want to go anyway. Where you go, that's where I'm going to go. Your God's going to be my God. Your people are going to be my people. Amen. Where you live, I'm going to live. Where you die, that's where I'm going to die. Amen. And so she went with Naomi, and the Bible says that they saw them coming. People were nosy back then like they are now. There were gossips in Bethlehem just like there's some in Athens. Amen. I don't guess they have the National Enquirer, but they certainly had inquiring minds. So they watched them as they approached the city, and somebody said, is that Naomi? Looks like her. Been a long time since they'd seen them, but here she comes. And then she tells them when she arrives, she said, don't call me that anymore. I've changed my name. The word Naomi means pleasant. She said, don't call me pleasant. She said, call me bitter. She said, for the Lord hath dealt bitterly with me. Let me tell you something. When you have trouble, don't blame it on God. God didn't tell them to go to Moab. They went to Moab. It wasn't God's will for them to go to Moab. He wanted them to stay in the house of bread. But it was their own decision to leave. But I've noticed this, that when people start making up their mind to fail, they start preparing the way. They start finding people to blame. Shake your head like this right here. Amen. Well, the pastor didn't even call me. But did you call him? That telephone works two ways. Amen. How many times you heard that? Well, so-and-so didn't. Nobody called me. Well, you could have called. Amen. But when people decide to make a sojourn, they always start preparing the way, and they always start finding somebody to blame. I don't know that I've ever talked to anybody that left and got bitter that really blame themselves. Most of the time, well, you know, nobody even called me. Nobody even cared enough. Which usually is not true. Amen. It just seemed that way. Amen. Because I know calls that are made. Amen. I know people that try. Amen. And but when people's minds are made up, they want to get bitter, then they're going to get bitter. And so she says, "The Lord hath dealt bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again." At least there's that. I said, at least there's that. At least the Lord brought you home again. She said, "The Lord hath brought me home again empty." Amen. So this was her complaint, his bitterness. I was full when I went out. But the problem is, she went out. Amen. She went out. And this is always the sad thing of when people leave the presence of God. And I've seen it so many times, and then they come back, but not everybody makes the journey back. Not everybody that leaves with you will make it back when you come back. How many times have we seen that? That parents make their journey back, but children don't make the journey back. Or children make their journey back, but parents don't make the journey back. Amen. It's always a sad story. So the first line of defense is, don't leave. Stay. Steadfast. Plant your roots deep. Amen. Make up your mind. Be set like a flint. Be like Job. Hallelujah. Amen. Be steadfast in your faith. Be unmovable on your foundation. That nothing shall separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Make up your mind that you're going to stay and you're going to stick with it. And nothing's going to move you. So she makes it home again. Said, "The Lord hath brought me back empty." Amen. And so that gave God opportunity, did it not? Amen. You know, being empty is not necessarily a bad thing. Especially if you're going to be filled with something better. If I were going to go down to the bank today and they said, "If you'll bring a bucket down here, we'll fill it up with gold," I promise you I'd take an empty bucket. I wouldn't take one that was full of something else. Amen. I would want it empty. I'd scrub that, buddy. Amen. Get it as empty as I could get it. Say, "Fill her up." Amen. Because they were going to fill it with something of worth and value. Amen. So why then we want our lives filled with something of less value when we can be filled with the Spirit of God? Amen. So we empty ourselves so that we can be filled with more of Him. Amen. Why would you want bitterness in your heart when you could have peace in your heart? Hallelujah. Why would you want hatred in your heart when you can have love in your heart? Amen. Why would you want to be filled with grudges and unforgiveness when you can be filled with mercy and compassion? Amen. And so we have to, emptiness is not a bad thing of itself. It just depends on what you allow yourself to be filled with. Amen. What Naomi did not realize is that she was just two steps from changing her name. Hallelujah. I don't know what labels you have worn in your life. Amen. When I grew up, my nickname was Baldy. Can you believe that? I used to always have a burr haircut. When summertime came, out come the clippers and off went the hair. When I got up in the morning, I didn't want to waste any time combing hair. I was ready to get up and get with it. Amen. And, so it earned the nickname Baldy. That's getting more true now than it was then. But I'd rather the nickname didn't come back. Thank you. I outgrew that name. Let's just leave that in the past. But some names stick with us and they become very painful. As we go through life, sometimes we get labeled. And I've known people that were called labels when they were young. And as they grew older, certainly that no longer applied to them. But in that person's mind, they saw themselves the same way. It was hard to get rid of that label. Somebody said that they were dumb, and so they went through life feeling like they were dumb, even though they were not. Amen. Some were said, you're a loser. You'll never amount to anything. And so they go through life with this image that I'm nothing and I'm nobody and I can't do anything and I'm doomed to be a failure. That's all I'll ever be. I'll never be good. I don't have that. It's not for me. And so you get this, somebody said that you're ugly. And, I took issue with this in Colombia because they would nickname some of their children Feo or Fea, the ugly one. You know, they said, I don't mean anything by that, but yeah, it still hurts. I don't care what you mean. It still hurts. I don't think there's anybody here today that wants to be called ugly. Oh, I'm just kidding, brother. Well, you may be, but don't call me ugly. Amen. Well, don't look so serious. I'm not calling you ugly today. Amen. But you know what I'm saying? Anybody here ever have any nicknames that hurt? Any labels that hurt? You know, people say things about you and they make it, and it hurts. Amen. Don't you love it when people walk up to you and say, well, looks like you put on some weight there, brother. Well, is that supposed to make me feel real good about myself? Thank you. Hadn't noticed. Of course I know. I look in the mirror every day. It doesn't make you feel just real great about yourself, does it? Like you need to lose a few pounds there, bud. Thanks for the observation. But please keep it to yourself. Amen. If anybody knows that, I do. Thank you. I knew I'd get something if I'd just keep pushing. I didn't realize I was going to have to push that hard to get an amen, but we kind of got one. Some of the others could have said amen too, but a few more of us could have said amen to that. Nonetheless. Thank you, Brother Fry. Amen. We're the Archbishop's Club. We both got the arch anyway. His is decreasing, mine's increasing. Amen. Labels. We have them in life. And it hurts. It hurts. People call you names. But it's time to change your name. You can change your name. Did you know that? You can change your name. You don't have to live up to somebody else's label. You don't have to live up to somebody else's name. You don't have to settle for what somebody else thinks. You can rise above that. Amen. You can become a better name. Amen. You can become something greater than what somebody labeled. Amen. And that's what happened in Naomi's life. I hope nobody took her up on that. You know, sometimes we say things because we're kind of feeling sorry for ourselves. Shake your head like this. I know what you're talking about, Pastor. I've seen people do that. Yeah. Amen. And, but God blessed Naomi's family. Amen. First of all, she changed. She got in the place where God could bless her. Sometimes you got to change your place. You've got to move out of where you are to a place where God can bless you. Amen. And could I say that you're in the right place today at the right time? Amen. You're ready and right here. Change your name. You're in the right place right now. And the second thing that she needed was a redeemer. Amen. Somebody that could change her circumstances. She, at that point in life, had no power to change her circumstances. But there were people in the country that could change her situation and her circumstances. And God made a way that that could happen for her. Hallelujah. What are the chances that a young girl from Moab could come to Israel and make her way into the bloodline of the Savior of the world? Amen. Isn't that amazing? That a little old girl that grew up in Moab worshiping Chemosh could somehow marry into a family that worshiped Jehovah. And she could say, oh, that's my God. Hallelujah. I'm going to worship Him too. And then He could move her back to the house of bread, to Bethlehem, into a family, and that she would marry a man by the name of Boaz, and then she would have a son by the name of Obed. The word Obed means worshiper. Praise God. She gave birth to a worshiper. Hallelujah. And guess what? The worshiper gave birth to another worshiper. Amen. Because I know one day a man by the name of Jesse, that was Obed's son, he was out worshiping the Lord and offering sacrifice. When the prophet came and said, I've been sent here to anoint one of your kings, your sons as the king of Israel. And so they went through the process, and he said, there are no more sons. He said, there's one more. He's with the sheep. His name is David. Hallelujah. And so David came another worshiper. Praise the Lord. Amen. And let me say this today. Worship will help you change your name. Yes. You cannot stay bitter and worship God. When you start worshiping God and the blood begins to flow and the cleansing begins to come and the tears begin to fall, amen, and suddenly all of the pain is washed away and the bitterness is removed and the peace and the joy and the righteousness of the Holy Ghost flow into your heart and you take on a new name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God we can change our name. Amen. And that's exactly what happened to Ruth. She's only mentioned one time in the New Testament, but what a place. She's in the lineage of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When they start naming Jesus lineage and parentage, there's Ruth right there. Amen. Only God could do something like that. Only God could change your name today like you need to have your name changed. Amen. I remember when I changed my name. I remember. I was 15 years old. And I was at a youth camp in Amarillo, Texas. First night. First service. Amen. People started coming to the altar to pray. And I just said, you know what? If I'm going to get the Holy Ghost tonight, I better get down there. Amen. I made my way down to that old altar, that old tabernacle, and I kneeled down, and there was sawdust on the floors. And I got, they used to call that the sawdust trail. Anybody remember the sawdust trail? What that means? And I got down there and started worshiping, praising God. Somebody leaned over, and I don't know who it was. They said, son, if you'll say hallelujah, that's the highest praise word. Now, I've searched that ever since, and I don't know where they got that. But anyway, I thought that if that's the highest one, it's the one I'm going to use. And so I just started worshiping the Lord, saying, hallelujah, hallelujah. And next thing I knew, amen, I was laying on the floor. Praise God. I don't know where I went, but there was this beautiful, beautiful light all around me. Amen. Somebody said, listen, he's talking in tongues. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when I got up, I tell you what, not only had my name changed, but everything about me changed.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I wasn't baldy anymore. Amen. As a matter of fact, my name was Johnny Darrell Grissom Jesus. Amen. You can, it doesn't matter about the first part. You can forget the first three monikers if you want to. That's that Jesus part that you got to remember. Amen. And so you can change your name today. Amen. You can change your name. And it will change your life when you do. Right? When you add Jesus to your name, it's you know, when a lady comes and stands at an altar with a man and she takes on his name. That's a great honor for the man, and hopefully it's a great future for the lady to take on the name. I remember when I was young. Of course, I know young people don't do this kind of stuff anymore, but when I was growing up back in the dinosaur age, you know, I used to see girls practice writing their name, but when they'd come to the last name, it wasn't right. They would put a different name. And I thought, practicing that, are you? Yeah, practicing that, are you? Amen. And you see it carved into trees, you know, written in concrete. Amen. And people trying on a new name. That's okay. It's all right. Try on a new name. You know what I'm saying? Anybody know what I'm talking about here today? I know none of you ladies ever did anything like that, but I've seen people do stuff like that. They're trying on that new name. Amen. And praise, just trying it out. And then to stand there in front of everybody and these witnesses and the preacher standing there and ladies and gentlemen, I present to you for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. Call that name. And it's an exciting time. Talk about something that changes your life. Changes your life. Amen. But there's nothing that changes your life like the name of Jesus Christ. That's the name of our bridegroom. Amen. And to take his name into my name and into my life. I say unequivocally today that it's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. If there's anybody that could witness to that, would you stand today? Amen. That name made a great change. And I would go further to say it made the greatest change in your life. Amen. The greatest thing that ever happened to me was when Jesus took me into his family and gave me his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somewhere it's written down. Did you know that? There's a book up there. And in that book, it's in there somewhere. I'm going to see it one of these days. Amen. Brother Fry wrote it. He wrote Johnny Darrell Grissom Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on.
And you know what he told his disciples one day? They were all excited. They said, the devils are subject to us in your name. The sick people are healed in your name. And he said, that's not anything to get excited about. He said, you really want something to get excited about? He said, rejoice rather because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. You want something to get happy about today? Just remember that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. He changed your name. Don't call me bitter. That don't fit. Amen. Call me blessed. Call me saved. Call me delivered. Amen. Praise God. Because my name has been changed today. Amen. I'm not a bitter person. I'm a blessed person. Amen. I know that life can treat you pretty bad. I know that. I know that you can have a lot of loss in your life because I've seen some of that. I know that you can have a lot of disappointments. But I know that through all of that, you can also maintain peace, and you can maintain integrity, you can maintain victory, Amen. By the grace of God. Amen. Anybody need to change your name today? Amen. Have you not had... You know what your name is. You know what you call yourself. You know how you feel about it. Amen. But if you'd like to have peace and joy and righteousness today, we can offer you that. If you'd like to have a new name, we can offer you that. Amen. And you can leave this place today with a new name, a new feeling, and a new life. Praise God, the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Lord Jesus, thank you today for your name and what it means to us. Call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So Lord, I thank you today that you have come and brought that salvation into our lives, in our own hearts, our own midst. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you that you added that dimension to my life, and that it brings a joy like I've never known, a peace that passes understanding, amen, and a love that's unequal. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Isn't he good? Amen. Anybody glad you changed your name? Are you glad your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life? I think you ought to give him some glory today. I think you ought to give him some praise right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 Thank you for the name of Jesus. Amen. A name that is better than any other. Amen. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen, amen. Praise God. Well, the Lord bless you. See you at 5:30 for prayer, 6 o'clock for service. Amen. Greet one another in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.